WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The numbers all go to 11.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We're fighting for 15! If you're here to fight for 15, let me hear you say 15!
15!
15!
15! Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Just after me and John took it, Sue came up. Of course, it hadn't yet started to take effect, but right then, I got bad feelings. There's no going back, though. As soon as it's in your mouth, you've committed yourself, so to speak.
Cuando luchamos por 15, ganamos! Cuando luchamos por 15, ganamos! When we fight for 15, we win!
1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, all these layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司、ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the frequency modulated Hertzian waves. And WMFO.org on the web. Yes. This is no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And what we do on a Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping. mixing it up with as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme du jour, a different theme every week. And all of this gets mixed in with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, real world historical events even. Yeah, audio clips from who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. It's Friday the 13th. Yes, December, Friday the 13th. And we're celebrating with a theme called numbers. We began the show with one of the most successful J-pop, that's Japanese pop stars ever, Yumi Matsutoya, and a song called 78 from her album The Gallery in My Heart. She sold over 42 million songs in her long career, which started way back in 1972. Including 37 studio albums and 41 singles. Tonight, I'm going to be playing you all songs about numbers, as well as reading you some public service messages from WMFO's Numbers to Think About series, on top of our featured ambiance. That's the music or sounds that I play during the breaks, which they're all going to be tracks from Brian Eno's Ambient One, Music for Airports, which consisted of just four tracks that were numbered. And this is the first one on the album, 1/1. And we're also going to be hearing, I think if we get time for this, the acoustic ensemble Bang on a Can, who did a very cool cover versions of that whole album using like classical instruments, violins and cellos and singing. Plus, our audio clips from Who Knows Where are going to include excerpts from an outstanding BBC documentary on Dr. Albert Hoffman, who discovered LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide, which is a powerful psychedelic drug, a hallucinogen. In particular, we've got a number of clips with Dr. Hoffman describing in his wonderful Swiss-German accent the story of the discovery. It's a remarkable story and historically relevant. On April 16th, 1943, Hoffman became the first human to experience the effects of purified LSD when he accidentally absorbed some through the skin on his fingers. He was preparing a new batch for the research purposes, and as he was going through that, he noticed that the colors seemed bright in his overall senses, and he thought about it later, and he realized that he must have absorbed some of this chemical through his skin while he was preparing it. So he decided to find out more. And 3 days later, on April 19th, he experimented on himself in the finest tradition of scientists way back then. And he purposefully took some, which was the smallest possible dose he thought he could have that could have any effect, namely 0.25 milligrams, which actually turned out to be a lot, like 2.5 times the standard LSD dose. And he began to feel ill, so he rode his bike back home. This was wartime, World War II, while it kicked in. And now April 19th is celebrated by those in the psychedelic culture as Bicycle Day. Let me be sure to mention, as Chuck Yu did in the intro, a standard disclaimer that the views and opinions expressed on this sound collage don't necessarily reflect those of WMFO or the Tufts Board of Trustees or even the show's producer. That'd be me. But hopefully they do give you some things to think about. And yes, these interview excerpts with Dr. Albert Hoffman, I think, are wonderful. Thanks for all my regular listeners, Tim and John and Chuck and Diane and Arthur and Philip and Ryan and Dylan. And maybe we've got Alexandra listening tonight, and maybe Jenna and Carol, are you there? And Terry, too. And and the other John, yes. So, yeah, it's going to be all songs about numbers in some way. In the next set, we're going to be hearing a little bit of, a James Bond song by John Barry. Some Cyndi Lauper, a real, a 2x4 song coming from Metallica. And, of course, this being a Plastic Sushi, we've got some more Japanese music. And I'm going to start off the rest of your Friday night sound collage party with a track, a club remix track from the Sega Racing Games album. This is called 1 to 20. Here on the Plastic Sushi. Strawberries and Dimes Sound Collage. WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. VirtuCon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Thank you. 911 emergency number is not in effect in the area where you are.
Please hang up and dial 0 for operator. This is a recording.
We'll be right back. options. Did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This evening, we are celebrating Friday the 13th here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage with a theme of numbers. We kicked off that first main set of the evening with a song from the Japanese club remixed versions of Sega racing games. That was a track called 1 to 20. And then from The Best of James Bond, the 30th anniversary double CD disc set piece composed by John Barry, 007. And then it was Cindy Lauper with 911 from her True Colors album. And then a real head banger from Metallica, 2x4. It's like getting smashed in the head with a 2x4. And that was from their album, Load. And then we finished things up with a public service message, 42%. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Brian Eno, and this is the second song on the first side of the original vinyl album, Ambient One, Music for Airports. It's referred to as 2/1. In the next set, we're going to hear from a local band who made many appearances on our live music show on Wednesday evenings here on the town with Mikey D from 9 to midnight. The Dresden Dolls from their eponymously named, it wasn't their first album, but it was the album The Dresden Dolls. And then we're also going to be hearing two pieces from Moby, one from his Play album, where every single song was licensed as a commercial, well, licensed commercially, and then another from his 18 album. And before that, we're going to start off this next set with another Japanese band, Pizzicato 5, and their song, Number 5.
Number 5.
Thank you.
Never knew what one voice could do. I was was in heaven the moment I heard you, my friends, go out drinking and having fun. I stay in bed with my headphones on. Shut down the us from waves above. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. It took so long to get through to you. I never understood sorrow. Now I do. I finally got past your monitor. You broke my heart into Christopher. Christopher, I was your listener. Christopher, I've never felt love like this before. Christopher, Christopher, now and forevermore. Christopher, I'll never stop saying Christopher, Christopher. Finally I knew what I had to do. I had to make the connection with you. I don't care if you're old and incontinent. I will be yours till the bitter end. So during a show about Joan of Arc, I got through and said, Christopher Lydon, you've stolen my heart. When I asked if you felt the same way for me, you cut me off like a guillotine. See visions of Christopher, shot down with the arrows from waves above. Christopher Lydon renounced my love. Christopher, I was your prisoner. Christopher, I hope you're happy now. Christopher,
You're tuned in to the 91.5 frequency modulated Hertzian waves of WMFO in Medford. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. And our theme this evening, in celebration of Friday the 13th, is numbers. I began the last set, which was the second main set of this episode, with another Japanese band. That was Pizzicato 5 with their song Number 5 from The Sound of Music by Pizzicato 5. And then a local band before they made it big, the Dresden Dolls with Amanda Palmer, who does a station ID here for us. A recorded one, of course. I remember putting it into the system after getting passed along by Joel Simkes, who worked extensively with them many years ago. Yeah, that was their song 672. And then we had a double shot of Moby, a 62-second piece called Seven from his Play album, and then the title track from his subsequent album, 18. In the next set, I'm going to be going full circle with Kraftwerk. I'm going to send this set out to Kraftwerk fans Philip and Savoir Faire, WMFO DJ on hiatus of Songs from the Squid Pod. In this set, it's going to begin and end with two different versions of a Kraftwerk song that exactly matches our theme. That being Numbers, the first Kraftwerk's original, and the second, an incredibly cool cover version by Pygmy Taxi Corporation from the outstanding album Transwerk Express, Volume 2, a tribute to Kraftwerk. Both Volume 1 and Volume 2 are incredible albums. The kind that, at least for me, go out on a run, listen to from beginning until end. And in particular, in the next set, we're going to be hearing a lot of those audio clips from who knows where I mentioned. Well, from Dr. Albert Hoffman, the discoverer of LSD in 1943. And, yeah, so we're going to be hearing some very historical thoughts from a very intelligent man who lived to be 100 years old. He's one of my idols. Yeah, I read his autobiography, his book about LSD and such things. LSD, My Problem Child, it was called. But as I described, yeah, it was wartime. He ended up synthesizing a batch of this chemical that he had made a couple of years before. Colors were bright. His thought processes were kind of altered. And he wondered what was going on with that. And then he realized that he had absorbed some of this chemical through his skin on his hands when he was preparing it. So he decided to investigate further. And that led to the psychedelic revolution of the 1960s. And a lot of, it certainly change the way the world is forever. So, yeah, let's go full circle with Numbers from Kraftwerk. WMFO. It meant for Tufts.
Being a cautious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity of fish in any account. Namely, I started with 0.25 milligrams.
Two days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.